98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every other Tuesday, we talk to Sarah Spoonholtz from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. And though we won't talk to Sarah next week, we'll certainly be very busy next week as golf is the major subject, as the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship, of course, is has been in preparation for quite some time, but will be happening as of next week here in the community, and certainly will be underway for Memorial Day weekend in and around Harbor Shores. And lots going on that the chamber will be surrounded in and a part of, among many other community organizations that have helped to come together and bring the senior PGA to fruition, as we have for many years now. Right, Sarah?
Right, and we are super excited about it. Things are a little bit different this year, but we have a lot of fantastic things that are going to be happening all next week. Starting on Wednesday is when I will be there. We do have a Young Professionals event. Tickets for that, though, unfortunately, are not available. You can email me if you would like and see if I have some leftovers. We get closer to the event, but registration for that has closed. But after our Young Professionals event at the Makers Trail 19th hole, you've got things like the car show that's happening in the Arts District. The Cigar Club is going to be down there. You've got live music happening in the Arts District that Wednesday night, and then at the actual Fairway Club Thursday through Sunday. So that's pretty much where I'm going to be. I'll be hanging out there, really like every day from Wednesday through Sunday, truthfully.
Yeah, I think a few of us here within the universe of the chamber and certainly here at the radio stations are going to be a very big part of the Senior PGA Championship, not only a part of it, but also just watching it and enjoying it quite a bit. Maybe even
right?
Just...
Right, and what a great field of golfers they have coming in for this too. Like, some major, major names coming in.
And it's also just a nice little break, especially as you start summer just right around Michigan's Great Southwest. So there you go. There's plenty on the calendar, too, at smrchamber.com for ribbon cuttings that are coming up here in the community, which always signify something happening here with a local business or organization that is looking towards some growth or change, and that's always great to have. What do you have coming up here to tell us about, Sarah?
Well, the first ribbon cutting that we have coming up is on Wednesday, June 1st. It's with Lazy Ballerina Winery, their new downtown St. Joseph location. So they actually just moved a few doors down from their previous location. But in doing so, they have more than doubled their actual tasting space, the entire storefront. If you haven't had the chance to stop in and check it out, they are open officially. They are letting people come in. You're doing the tastings. They're up and ready to go. And we are very excited to celebrate with them that Wednesday. That'll be at 5:30. So that'll be the first one of many that we have that'll kick us off in the month of June.
Very nice. And what about any of the others you want to mention?
Yeah, we've got, I haven't got them up on the website yet, but we do have June 14th with the Century 21 affiliated group, the Frazee team. They have completely remodeled the third floor of the former Fifth Third Bank building here in downtown St. Joe. So we will be there from 11 until 1 on that Tuesday, the 14th. And then on Thursday, the 23rd, we're going to be at Boss Services from 5 until 7 o'clock. That'll be their official grand opening and ribbon cutting celebration for their new M139 location in Benton Township. So we're very excited about both of those, actually all of them. And there's a couple more, Zach, that I haven't even got confirmation and like solidified dates yet. So there are more coming because, you know, you got the big scissors. They're sharp. They're ready to go. Might as well be using them.
Yes, we might as well be. And that is certainly a great thing that we used a lot in 2021 is those big pairs of scissors. We get more than one, and I'm glad we do because we had an awful lot of them that were in those ribbon cuttings that were on the schedule in 2021. We want to beat the number of ribbon cuttings that were on the schedule here in 2022, so that would be great. Also, probably want to mention too, while we're here, Maker's Trail Festival, also on the schedule for Saturday, June 11th, down at Waco Beach in Bridgman. Tickets available at the Hardings in Bridgman as well, and details on the website too as well, right, Sarah?
Yep, and you can get those tickets in advance for $10. So you're actually going to be saving 50% versus if you wait until day of and actually purchase them at the gate. But that's going to be a great day. Waco Beach, as you mentioned, 1 until 9 with over 20 different participants on the Maker's Trail, all in one location, live music and delicious food, and of course the beach. I mean, you can't beat like a perfect day like that.
Nope, sounds pretty darn good to me. And though we started talking golf here as we got going this morning, let's end things with golf. A preview ahead here to the annual golf outing for the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Registration and details now open on the website for the Chamber golf outing, right?
Yeah, you can head online and get all the details. We will be heading to Lake Michigan Hills Golf Club on Monday, July 18th. Big thank you. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, presented by Sturgis Bank and Trust, their St. Joseph Banking Center. We've got a great day lined up. We're definitely looking forward to everyone playing that course, celebrating with us, just enjoying the sun. And of course, coming in, traditionally we would do the steak fry afterwards. This year we are doing a 19th hole after party, and that is presented by Honor Credit Union. And that is going to be a lot of fun as well. So I am looking forward to July actually getting here. Normally I'm like, slow down, don't go so quickly, but I'm really excited about the golf outing for this year.
All right, let's check that out at smrchamber.com. It's all part of the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber, and that is where Sarah Spoonholtz is holding court, along with Arthur Havlicek as well. And you can check them out there here as part of the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.